Hello, it is April 16th, and it is a wonderful Friday, and today's games, we got a decent amount of games, and yeah, today joining me, I have Will Altman, David Steigman.
How's everyone going?
Okay, so let's give you a little rundown first. The Braves and the Cubs game, who do you got winning this one? I have the Braves, even though they aren't the Cubs.
Yeah, the Cubs do have home, but the Braves... they're just better than the Cubs. Cubs have had a really disappointing season.
I mean, the Braves kind of have too. I mean, they were looking really good, and then they just lost to Philly. It kind of all went down that game.
Yeah, but they did.
But the beginning was like when they beat the Nationals. That's when they like went up. And then, do you have anything, David? Since you're a huge Braves fan,
so the Braves were looking very good in the spring preseason.
Yes, they were looking phenomenal.
And then they went 0-4. And 4-4. Thought it was coming up. A couple Marlins games just ruined their spirit.
Yeah.
Last night's game was actually insane. Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Dansby Swanson hits a good double and gets two people home for the win.
Yes. Okay.
So I have the Braves taking this game. The Cubs have been not looking very good this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you can see, the Braves are fourth in their the NL East. Yes, in their division.
Their division now, is one of the hardest in the MLB.
One of them, yeah, probably. Now, the Nationals are underneath them. The Mets are on top with the Phillies trailing behind by just a tad. The Marlins were a little bit, the Braves have only lost one more game than the Marlins. They won the same amount.
Yeah, I'd say the Braves could easily go into third in their division.
Yeah, I mean, just by a couple wins.
Yeah, the Braves have as much potential. The Braves have just as much potential as
they're
going
to decide the winners of the NL East. Speaking of this early in the season.
Yes. So the Cardinals and the Phillies. Who do you have? I've got the Phillies taking this one.
Yeah.
Just because the Phillies seem like a more complete team. The Cardinals did look pretty good at the beginning. I haven't seen much. If you do look at the standings, the Cardinals are third in the NL East Central. And the Phillies in the American League are – oh, wait, sorry, they're in the National League. They are second behind the Mets,
even though they do have the same record.
Yes.
So
the Cardinals – go ahead.
The Cardinals have been looking very good at the beginning of the season.
But I think it's the Reds,
the Phillies got a few stars with Bryce Harper, Hoskins.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think they have to take the dub.
Yeah, the Cardinals have just had a really, really they've had a really slumping season this year. So
yes,
okay, the Rays Yankees game. So the Rays, you can't predict them, I think. So as you can see, they the Dodgers last year and stuff like that. But then the Yankees, you can't predict either. So. It's 50-50,
both
but
teams.
Again, when I think about it, I've got 40% chance of the Rays winning, but 60 at the Yankees. One, the Yankees are at home.
Yeah.
The Yankees have got some phenomenal people, and sometimes the Rays can hit a couple of deep balls, but, I mean, they've got Aaron Judge and other good outfielders out there that can easily catch those balls.
Yes, and also, both teams are very unpredictable with their games, and I think this game can go either ways. Speaking of the Yankees are at home, that could be an advantage, but also you got to think about, I mean, last year's playoff race and beat them in the semifinals. That's one aspect.
Yeah. So.
But the Rays are also beneath them in their division.
Yes.
Yeah. They are.
The Yankees.
In between the Yankees
loss.
And the Rays, there's the Orioles. The Orioles. But the Yankees. They've got the same record pretty much. The Rays have just played one more game and lost that game. But let's go to the D-backs national games. We all had Nationals winning, and the D-backs just pulled a wild card out of the bag and took a nice dub over the Nationals. I know you're a Nationals fan, but
it used to be.
Yeah.
They are three.
When I was little, I was born in D.C., so I was all about that. But I grew liking the Braves.
The D-backs, you just can't predict them either. I mean, that's the thing about MLB that I love. You can bet on any, you can just guess any of the winners.
Excuse that, that's our co-worker, Bella.
Yeah,
very annoying.
You can predict any game, but you can finish with all those games wrong. Anything is wrong.
So I personally have D-backs taking this. I think
the Nationals
take from my team of mine. I think the Nationals will take this. Nationals have gotten a couple good wins after going brutally 1-5.
Three wins?
A couple wins.
A couple. I mean, three. But the Nationals 3-7.
I think there's an upset.
The Nationals just are one of the most disappointing.
Excuse us, that was the room next door.
Yeah,
sorry, we're renting an apartment. But we'll be right back. I've got D-backs, you've got
D-backs, yeah.
You've got
the upset Nationals.
Yeah, I mean, they are kind of your old team. Don't forget to check out part two, and we'll be giving you four or five more games, especially the Orioles coming up. That's the one I'm excited for, and the White Sox and the Red Sox.
Crazy. The Sox. A couple days ago, maybe yesterday. White Sox got it. Insane no-hitter. 20th in White Sox history.
Yeah.
Pitching to the Indians. Indians could not hit anything.
Okay, so see you part two. Have a good day. And, yeah, hope your team wins.